Mr. Roberts said the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, has so far completed two caravans dubbed One Dose and Done, which presented the opportunity for persons to get vaccinated if they so desire. He provided an update on the initiative, which he said is slated to continue this weekend.
We currently have two options on the table relative to the hosting of InziMass 2022. The first option is that if we get to 70% vaccination, we will be able to have a full carnival. And if we fail to get to the 70% vaccination rate required for a full carnival, then we will be having a vaccinated version of carnival. Okay? So, with this in mind, the CDC committed to make an effort to, you know, sensitize persons about vaccination and to provide the opportunity for persons to be vaccinated. So, we, in collaboration with the Ministry of Health COVID-19 Task Force, we put together a series of caravans, three caravans to be exact. The first one we did on the windward side, where we went to as far as Oya on the windward side, and then came back to Georgetown, you know, Sandy Bay, those areas, and then back into Kingstown. Last weekend we went to North Leeward, where we started at Fitzhughes, came to Chateaubelair, and we stopped along the way, stopping at various villages along the way back into Kingstown. And come next weekend, we will be heading to a central area. We'll be doing that Fountain, Belair, Gumi, Mesopotamia, you know, Richland Park, coming back over to Fair Hall side, and ending in Calico. So that is the plan for this upcoming Sunday. So that will be the last of our three caravans that we had planned.
Marketing and Development Officer of the Carnival Development Corporation, Ezzy Roberts. Regionally, public schools across Guyana are expected to reopen fully for face-to-face learning on April 25th for the first time since the COVID-19 virus was detected in March 2020. To ensure there is a smooth transition, Minister of Education Priya Manickchan said there will be a phased reopening for the first week of school. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the British Virgin Islands to date now stands at 6,104. Internationally, the World Health Organization said several European countries, including Germany, France, Italy, and Britain, lifted their COVID curbs too brutally and are now seeing a rise in cases. WHO Europe Director Hans Klutsch said he was optimistic but vigilant about the pandemic's development in Europe. He said COVID-19 is on the rise in 18 of 53 countries in the WHO region. Meanwhile, the UK's COVID lockdown appears to have had a massive impact on stomach bugs, slashing outbreaks by more than a half in England during the first 6 months of the pandemic. Data show that far fewer people suffered vomiting and diarrhea than usual. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.